Do you ever call Saturday Sabbath around here, Jenny?
We don't, but there is, the Jews do, you know, they, and the Seventh-day Advent people, they worship the Sabbath, Saturday, but we Christians don't.
And
we worship the first day of the week, Sunday.
And then so after Sunday comes Monday, and then
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. Now, if you'd see somebody about 9 o'clock, 9 a.m., you'd say to them,
good morning. How are you doing today?
And you may know that the words for this period of time, morning, it varies in different parts of the country and how long it lasts. Now, morning would last up till
about 12.
And then comes
afternoon.
And that lasts till about?
Well, that lasts till about 6 o'clock. Then it'd be good evening.
And evening lasts till about what time?
Well, we figure about midnight, 12 o'clock.
I have an uncle that says, let's do it in the evening. He means 3 in the afternoon. That's in the evening. 3 in the evening, he'll say. He's from Alabama. Now, if you started work very early, when it was still dark, you might say, I started work before
daylight. I've done that quite often, shucking corn.
I imagine.
You wouldn't ever farm. I didn't farm all my life, but I farmed part of my life.
You wouldn't say I started work before sunup or sunset or sunrise, rather.
Well, yes, in a way we would. It was
which sunup?
It was before daylight.
Daylight would
before
be
before sunrise. Yes, I guess something like that.
Daylight would be the most common.
Oh yeah.
Do you use a word meaning a length of 2 weeks? Two-week length of time.
No,
for example, like a week, and then there's a 2 week. You never use the fourth.
Remember that I ever used it.
The fortnight?
I don't remember I ever used it that way.
Okay. And if somebody asked you what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd answer them by saying the sun.
Well, I don't really know, but I guess it
made a difference really what time.
It doesn't make. I don't follow the calendar that way, but that close. But I guess it's between 6 and 7 now, isn't it?
So you'd answer him, let's say it's 6:30. The sun
rose at 6:30.
Okay. And if you worked until it was dark, you might say, I worked until
until after sunset.
Okay. This is today. This is the 23rd. The 22nd was
yesterday.
So see, these are very easy questions. See, I'm just trying to get pronunciations. And the 24th will be
tomorrow.
Okay, and I'm looking at my
your watch.
And if the big hand is on the 6, what time would it be?
Well, it would be 2:30.
And if the big hand is on the 9?
Well, it would
say it just moved back 5 minutes.
It would be a quarter of 3, wouldn't it, then?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're not going back, we're going
around, okay.
We're going following the clock.
All right. And if somebody says to you that the crops weren't much good last year, I hope they're better